Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Australia took control of the first Ashes test in Brisbane by dismissing England for 136 and by stumps on day two, moving into a 224-run lead. Although they fell short of 300 by just 5 runs after Brad Haddin was out for 94, they still managed to claim a first innings lead as Mitchell Johnson with 4 for 61 and Ryan Harris with 3 for 28 tore through England's batting. Ashes debutant Michael Carberry top scored with 40 and Stuart Broad, who ended Australia's innings with 6 for 81, made 32. But otherwise, it was a day to forget for England's batsmen, further compounded when Australia's openers closed on 65 without loss. Kevin Peterson made just 18 on the occasion of his 100th test, and England's horrible run of low scores in the first innings of an away test series continued. They've not passed 200 in the last 5 such innings. A century partnership between Mohammad Hafiz and Umar Akmal helped set up a 6-run win for Pakistan over South Africa in the second and final 2020 international in Cape Town. The pair came together with their side on 44 for 2, but both hit flamboyant half centuries to steer their side to 176 for 4. In reply, Hashim Amla hit 48 before the Proteas fell short, closing on 170 for 4, meaning the series was tied 1 apiece. Scotland claimed an important 15-run win over the Netherlands, but rain continues to interrupt proceedings of the ICC World 2020-2014 qualifier in the United Arab Emirates. Only 2 of the morning matches were played to a finish, with Scotland beating the Netherlands in Group B and the UAE beating Canada by 36 runs in Group A. The Group B match between Denmark and Papua New Guinea was abandoned without a ball being bowled, handing Denmark their first point of the tournament. The afternoon game saw Ireland beat Uganda and Hong Kong beat the United States of America in Group A, while Afghanistan beat Nepal in Group B in a game reduced to 7 overs per side.